We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build. This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves, no matter where they came from. Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Hello and welcome back, Virtually Limitless family. It is your co-host. I am so excited to be here. My name is Justine Mader. And if you guys are just tuning in for the first time, you tuned in on an incredible episode. We haven't even started yet, and I feel all the amazing vibes and energy coming from this amazing human being in my Zoom room, you guys. Her name is Vera Wang. She's not only the founder of She Marketplace, but she is an impact-driven leader that is looking to empower the woman in anything that she is doing to help her create that unstoppable mindset that she will never be put down unless she allows herself to be robbed of the power that she holds. And I am so humbled and honored to bring this incredible woman into our space. With that, Vera, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh my gosh, so good to be here. I'm feeling the energy.
It's so contagious in our Virtually Limitless family. It's so interesting. Let's talk about that a little bit. When women come into a space, you know, I was so excited when Trey asked me to co-host this podcast. It used to be just Trey. And yeah, it's one of those things that inevitably God made us so incredibly different, men and women. When I came on stage, I didn't realize that being a podcast host, like bringing stuff to the table as a woman, would be like a form of yin and yang. And I was so, so blown away by the people that were like, I never thought of it that way. But because you said it in this way, it resonated. And so I would love to talk to you in a world that needs both. How have you started to impact and take your dream and mission of empowering the woman behind everything that you do? How did that start and what are you doing?
I know. That's such a good question. And it's absolutely a long journey to get to where I am today. You know, I grew up in an environment where there are generations of doctrines passing down, right?
Yep.
There were two waves of women empowerment and movement, but still there's a long distance, you know, ahead of us. So apparently, you know, I struggled, you know, as women on top of everything, as, you know, as Asian. So it's like a minority of the minority. So it is absolutely, you know, but life is a struggle for everybody, for me, for you. It's a journey. You know, that's cliche, but there's so much truth in it. Who's that smart that, you know, came out with that verse?
I know, right?
Who coined
that? Yes, I agree. Yeah.
So it's so true, right? So struggle is guaranteed. No matter who you are, where you are, what kind of role you're playing. So growing up, I struggled with body image for the longest time, which really damaged my self-esteem and self-confidence. So when I did my transformation, that transformed my life upside down. So it gave me a new perspective and a new outlook for the world, you know, around me. It changed how I see the world completely different, you know. So that would be, that started the whole journey. Then I started question, okay, who defines that standard of beauty, right? It started from there, right? So like, why did I have that kind of mindset? Even though I was size 0 and 2, every time I look in the mirror, I told myself I was fat and ugly. I'm like, you know, that's growing up. right? So I was influenced by the media, by the magazines, by the cultural standard around me, apparently, and I'm not an exception. 30 million people suffer from eating disorder just because they are trying to fit into certain standard. Yes. And then we can't help to ask that question. Who defined that standard? Why we need to fit into the clothes instead of the clothes needs to fit us? The clothes are made to serve us. Yes. Now, you know, we are limited by the clothes sizes. Mm-hmm. So I think that started the journey, and I started to ask all these different questions, right? Mm. So and it's a soul searching journey for sure. I read quite a bit, amazing books out there that, you know, helped me along this journey. Tony Robbins his book is he's one of my favorites. He's amazing. His book's amazing. His program's amazing, really transformational. You know, in his book, and, you know, he just said, you know, sometimes you just say enough is enough, right? Yes. You have to raise your standard and make that decision. Decision is powerful. You know, there is no overnight success, but there is overnight, you know, transformation. Yes. When you make that decision to transform your life, and that's the most important decision in your life, and that can be night and day. Even so, it's still a journey, right? You know, when I made that decision to make that transformation, when I look at the mirror, I told myself, I'm beautiful. It was so uncomfortable and so unfamiliar, right? But I think that language, you know, the more you repeat yourself, the more, you know, you start to own that language, and then and you start to see transformation. And and on top of that, you start to ask, you know, why women cannot do this, why women cannot do that, why do we have to get married at a certain age, why do we have to have children? I'm not saying it's wrong. Okay, I have two children, I love them so much, like they bring so much joy to me. It's you know, the best gifts that, you know, God gave me. Absolutely. You know, after having my children, you know, I understand what is unconditional love, you know.
Absolutely.
So I can absolutely die
for
them.
I have two of my own, so I totally understand. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you feel the same. Yeah,
absolutely.
But then, like, for me, like, I never questioned that. I just thought, okay, my life path is okay. Go to school, go to college, get a job, get married, have children.
Yep. Right. Where there were already those pre-expectation, like, set milestones that are established by society. And so I think, you know, just to even recap what you were sharing, for me, the number one thing is take back the power of society. Society's power and opinion does not matter in your life or business. And God didn't give them your life to live. He gave you your life to live and for his purpose. And so I think, you know, just even the words that you said, you know, I had to, even from a young age, revamp the way that I did things. And I love the fact that you're saying this from being a size zero or size two, because so many people are saying, I'll be happy when I'm a size four, or I'll be happy when, and that's just not true. And I think that being able to share the same room and stage with you, it's like, I can feel this and you can feel this. And I just hope everyone listening right now just understands you have the power and the control to be happy in the space that you find yourself now, and to allow yourself to be, and to always be becoming. Because, right, you know, if it's better for your health that you lose some weight, absolutely do that. If it's better for your health to gain some weight, please take care of yourself. So it's one of those things that, regardless of what spectrum you find yourself on, success and happiness are always in the middle.
Amen. 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 Yes. Take control of that power. You can define however you want your life to be. You know, you have that total power within you and tap into that energy reservoir. You know, our life can be unlimited, you know. So, but, you know, what you said is so true. Everything, you know, take care of yourself, and everything start with that self-love. You know yourself, love yourself, and take care of yourself, and be who you are, own who you are, right? And embrace who you are. You know, it's, I'm so happy there's so many of you and me and all these top influencers out there and trying to get that message into the younger generations. I wish I had this kind of knowledge and information available. You know, for our nonprofit, our goal is to reach 1 million girls age 6 to 17 every single year to help boost their self-esteem and self-confidence, to help them to build that solid foundation, to let them know that you are enough, you know?
Yes, absolutely. You are
beautiful enough, you're intelligent enough, you're skinny enough, you're whatever enough to go pursue whatever dream you want. Absolutely. So we talk about earlier, like, you know, who defined beauty? You know, we define what beauty is. You define what beauty is. We define what beauty is for you, for me. And, you know, beauty lies in the strength of that. Beauty lies in the difference of each individual, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody is different. No two minds are the same. And strength lies in that difference. Absolutely. When you can own that strength, own that difference, that's your power, right? So You Are Enough is a campaign we launched to encourage women of all ages to embrace themselves for who they are, to help boost your self-esteem and self-confidence. Imagine growing up knowing that, you know, okay, so like this is how we define beauty at our organization, Miss Fashion Week. Beauty is to have the courage to go pursue whatever dream you have. So that's how we define beauty.
Well, it's so crazy because think about the word. And it was funny because we had a good friend of mine, C-Rock, here on the show a while ago, and we were talking about the weight of words, right? And so he was telling me why he liked the word stubborn and, you know, different things like that. But we looked up the word, and when you look up the word beauty, there's so much more than just someone's looks, their physical appearance. There's beauty in music. There's beauty in a soul. There's beauty in a being. And it's, you know, there's beauty in art. There's beauty in, so there's so much. I could go down a whole nother podcast episode on that, but it's the 100%. Main point, right? The main point, we're going to keep going, guys, right? We got this. The main point of that is that when we think about beauty, kind of like the word success, everyone thinks, or, you know, the common society stigma is that success looks like a Lambo and a whole bunch of other great toys like a private jet. That's not everyone's definition of success. And so for people to be, especially women in this show, while I have Vera next to me, like the energy coming from this woman, just to realize that whatever your definition of beauty, whatever your definition of success is, embrace it to be uniquely yours.
Exactly.
Uniquely yours, because no one can take that from you. But then again, no one can achieve it for you either.
Exactly.
If you don't choose it, you will not experience it. So I know something that y'all may not know. This lady wrote an incredible ebook that talks about tangible ways that you can achieve that. And that's called What, Vera? I need you to share a little bit more about how you created something that everyone can have access to, so no woman can go without feeling inspired today.
Yes. So it's called How to Be Unstoppable by Finding Your Life Purpose. So when I found my life purpose, you know, I I become unstoppable. I want to share that knowledge and that experience and the, you know, hacks and tricks along this journey with, you know, all the women out there, anybody actually, men or women, because I think it's absolutely the first step, you know, in order to really awaken your inner strength and rise to your full potential, knowing, you know, who you are, knowing what you are on this earth for, you know, when you find the why, you figure out the how, you know, it's again, another cliche, but it's, you know, has so much truth in it. Right. So
yes, exactly.
Yeah. So this book is all about that and more. Not only we're going to help you, you know, with, you know, guided steps, step-by-step guidance on how to find that why, practical steps on how to find that why.
And so that's so important, you guys. Yeah. Did you hear that word? She said practical steps. She's not asking you to climb mountains and you're starting off and you're like, I don't even have climbing gear. I don't know how I'm going to do this. She's going to give you, and that's where people can really tell a difference online. So Vera, if you don't know, a lot of our listeners are 6, 7, and 8 figure entrepreneurs. And so many times it's like, oh, I've already got some of the tools. I already know what I need. But at the same time, they don't always go inside first. So they look to outside to be their answer when actually the answer is on the inside. So I would just love for someone listening today, what would be one or two ways that you help someone identify who they are so that they can figure out then what they're about? Because I correct me if I'm wrong, but in my coaching, how I go through things, I don't think you can actually figure out what you're doing unless you know who you are. It's like, I don't know. So that's how I operate, but I would love for you to share just in this episode, something for the woman listening today, men and women alike, but especially that woman that's listening today and being like, where is Vera been in my life? I want her to hear this from you.
Yes, yes, yes. So there's one trick I always share with everyone who I coach and mentor. When you like bring out pen and paper and draw two circles, one circle, it will be all of your passions. And for this, you can put down anything that pops up in your mind, right? It can be anything, just write them down randomly. And then the other circle, write down all of your strengths. For this one, you want to take some time with it because like, it depends on how self-aware you are, you know, that, you know, that can be a little tricky. So this can be the strengths you think you have, or it can be strengths from the feedbacks of your coworkers or friends, you know, or family, or, you know, from some of the compliments you get from people. And then where the two circles connect, that's your superpower and that's your sweet spot. And when you are using your strengths, working on things you're passionate about, that will create the momentum for you and really propels you and fuel your energy to move forward. So I think this is really critical because we do live in a really, really competitive world. Yes. When you have to know, be very, very self-aware. Like you said, go inside, right? Yeah. So know thyself. And that takes some time, but if we're intentional, that answer will come to us sooner or later, right? So so I think that's, you know, that's one good trick, you know, everyone can start to practice and get some self-awareness on. That's one thing. Another thing is you know, turn your mess into messages. You know, we mentioned earlier, struggle is guaranteed. We all suffer, right? From one thing to the other. And can you be vulnerable enough to share that message with the people out there and inspire a soul or two? I think that would be amazing as well. So there are a few more things as well, but I think those two are really the best ones.
Those are so huge. And they're so, you know, we overthink, you know, it has to be hard. in order to make it worthwhile. But sometimes the easiest stuff is not, or I should say the simplest stuff is not easy. And so that's where, you know, doing that inner work is probably thought simple, where it's like, oh yeah, I guess I don't need it. I just need pen and paper. I don't need anything fancy, right?
Right.
But being able to take that from your thoughts into your hands and write them down as words, there is that connection. And realizing with your RAS, your reticular activation system, what words you're saying, what words you hear being used for people describing you. Are you being described as a good communicator, as a great leader, as someone with an incredible service? What are the words that people would use? And I've had people that I coach too, and I'm like, why don't you just ask people what they think of you? Like, get three or four words that would describe you. If you're coming to the table and you're like, I don't know how to describe myself. Some of us start that way, and that's okay. Been there.
Right.
Yeah. But I reached out to people and I was like, how would you describe me? What would you say about Justine? And, you know, sometimes that's scary and that's humbling because we don't know what people are going to say. But being able to be vulnerable and humble enough to be like, you know what, this is just me taking this opportunity to grow.
Right.
Because like you said, life is going to, you're going to have your lovers and your haters and your fighters and all the things. It's just that way. But what's most important is that you grow through that opportunity. So I love those tangible ideas for people to implement. So tell us a little bit more about what you've created. You have a nonprofit, you have so much going on. I would love for people just to have a little glimpse of the crazy world that you built as, you know, someone that was so conscious of who she was and how she was moving. Like, what has this led to, right? That constant state of becoming, not being satisfied, has led you to have an empire. Like, what was that like? I want people to hear that from you.
Yes. So right now, women empowerment is my calling. And that's what I realized, what I'm on this planet for, just because, you know, some of the messages we shared earlier, and also because of the struggles, you know, I went through myself. So I know what it is like to be a woman. So I just want to share that experience, that knowledge, and that wisdom with more women out there. There are two ways we empower women. She Marketplace is an e-commerce platform that focuses on self-help, self-care, and self-expression. I always say, I always use the analogy where if you look at each individual as a table, mental, emotional health, physical health, and financial health are the supporting legs for a sustainable lifestyle. So we want to provide products, to help women achieve a holistic health approach.
Yes. Yeah. And we need that. Absolutely.
We need that. Yes. And in the back end, we empower women business owners because every single product is either owned by women or created by women. So we have the intention to narrow that wealth gap. And like every single dollar people spend on our platform empower women somewhere. That's not exaggeration. So we want to invite you to join us to discover and support she, her, right? So we really want to, you know, use that economic power to lift women. When we empower women, we empower their children, their children's children. We empower the family. We empower the society. I think it's so important that we get that message out there where we can take actions. Absolutely. Talk is cheap. Let's take actions. Like, how? Let's ask the how, right? We know the why.
Right. Well, and not even ask the how, but be about the do. Be about the do and the being of that person. You know, it's one of those things that we can be like, oh, I do this. But who are you?
Right. Yeah.
And so I think even more so, like, if we're going to take this levels deeper, like, you know, it's about who we are as a society. And the only way to create ripples is to be the pebble, to be the drop in the water as well. And so that means embracing all of that and who you are and what you're about. And you have,
so
and
true.
You have, and you're doing it, but now that's not enough. You're like, how do I make this a ripple? How do I make this a wave? And this is how you're trying to bring this to the table. So you guys, if this is something that is near and dear to your heart, I encourage you to check it out. I encourage you to check it out. We will have all of her links in the show notes. But in this light too, Vera, I just want to really ask quick. I get the vibe by some feminine leaders that we don't need the men. My humble perspective is that we need each other, but we need to be fully respected at the same time. So how would you encourage someone that, you know, is trying to establish healthy boundaries? I think that that's one of my passionate topics, but I'd love to hear your take on this. How can a woman establish boundaries that serve her femininity, but also honor the masculinity of, you know, whether it's a coworker, a partner, or how would you encourage someone to go across that delicate area? Because so many people are like, either it's all or nothing. And I just don't think that that's healthy. So I would just love your 100%. Thoughts on this.
I'm with you 100%. I think
I knew I vibed with you, lady.
Right? We are all one, right? So I truly believe that we're all one. We are in this together. It's not about this or that. It's inclusion. It's all of us all together. And to answer your question, I think first and foremost, know yourself, right? Know what, you know what value you bring to the table and, you know, and know your self-worth so you can stand up for yourself. Yep. Also, you know, in order for you to be able to bring that to the table, we need to work ourselves, right? It goes back to self-love. Self-love, self-love is not just a simple act of going to a spa to have a massage, right? So self-love has such a broader definition. I think, you know, self-discipline is part of the self-love.
I do too. I love that.
Loving yourself means to continuously to improve on yourself. Give yourself some time every single day to grow, right? To take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. So we cannot overlook each pillar. They all need to go hand in hand together. And that's like not being selfish. No. That's like a necessity. That's a must. We have to, you know, grow ourselves on daily basis, better ourselves on daily basis. You know, Tony Robbins has a term called canine, constant and never ending improvement. You know, I go by that, you know, even you just inched forward, that's, you know, inch forward, that's okay. We overlook the power of consistency in the, you know, in like 1 year or 2 years or 10 years. Imagine if you just work on yourself for 15 minutes a day and in 10 years of time of accumulation, that's a lot of improvement, right?
That's so, so incredible. It's so true. Those minuscule moments where you doubt if it actually matters.
Right.
You're saying it matters. Tony says it matters. I work with Dean Graziosi too. It matters. Yeah. Like it's just, you know, and whether we're hearing it from the big dogs or from this intimate room, you guys, it's one of those things that we have to hold ourselves to that choice. And I think one of the last podcasts I talked about too was just the power of choice. And it really boils down to how are you going to show up? How well do you know yourself? And how are you putting yourself first to be the best then for everyone else? You can't give something you don't have. If you don't love yourself, you can't love others. It's just the way it is, you guys. This isn't meant to be confrontational. This is just one of those things, you guys, where we're saying this in so much love because we do feel love and we want you to have that same opportunity. And it all starts from that place of a strong foundation. Like she was saying, if you don't know yourself, then you will be threatened. You will not feel secure. You will have issues in communication. All of those things will fall in place. So it goes back to the main point earlier where she asked you to sit down, draw those two circles, figure out how you can, you know, and maybe you're doing it already, but maybe you have different things that you want to bring to the table. Cause as you grow, you evolve as well. So maybe you need to bring some new things to the table and figure out what self-care and self-love means for you. because all of us have it a little different. So I love that she kind of brought that back for us too, because, you know, as we're growing, inevitably we're evolving. That is always the goal. That is always the hope, that we're never going to be able to stop. We're never going to be able to be satisfied, right? That's the flame that we want burning. Oh,
100%.
So good. Oh my gosh. I feel like I've known, this is honestly my first video call with her, you guys. I feel like I've known her forever. It's so phenomenal. And that's the power of finding people that share the same priorities. You know, it's one of those things that when we empower women and we empower men, it's one of those things that inevitably it's going to come full circle. And so I think that the amazing thing about what you said is, if you empower yourself as a woman first, as a selfless leader, then you're able to empower everyone that's in your proximity, men or women alike. And that's the difference that we need to make in corporate, in entrepreneurial spaces, in the world itself. And it starts at home. It starts with you. It starts with your family. And I think that that's something that all of us can take a little bit of reflection on and be like, hey, how am I doing? I think 2020 really maybe changed a little bit of how things look too, because now everyone's working from home, not just the mom that's like, hey, maybe I'll try a side gig. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, now everybody's on the same playing field. So it's really, really important that you not only identify who you are, but empower who you are so that you can empower those that you touch. So Vera, I'm just so grateful. I feel like I could talk. You've been so inspirational for me too. I would love to get a little bit more insight. Just because I love it too. I'm German and like a drop of everything else. That's my background, right? I'm white Caucasian. I would love to know a little bit about you and how you're empowering other Asian beautiful women to embrace who they are and not be ashamed of what their ethnic background is. Like, I think that's so cool.
Yes. I think that's such a good topic. I struggled being Asian for a long time until I did my mindset shift. I have to mention this to you. I'm a little geek, so I like to dig into things and ask the question why. Okay. So our personalities actually have three layers. The bottom layer is the basic traits. That's why when the twins, even though they were brought up in different environment, those basic traits will stay the same. And the middle layer is our character adaptation. That this is where we develop our goals, beliefs, coping mechanisms, and all that.
Sure.
And the top layer is life story. So our human being is wired to tell stories, and we are attracted to stories. That's why every single marketing expertise will tell you, tell stories, tell stories.
It's so true. Okay, and they've heard it a few times here. So you keep that RES, keep hitting them with it. Nope, got to tell stories. Very said so.
So this is scientifically backed. This is our human nature. And the most fascinating thing about this layer is we human beings become the historian in this layer, which means we just started to make sense of what happens to us and make a story out of it. So there's not necessarily truth or false, right? Yeah. So that's why they say 10% of what happens to you, but 90% of what you make out of it, right?
Oh, that's such a good reminder. Yep, yes, absolutely.
Right? So you can make your life story the way you want it. Mm-hmm. And back to how about my limited beliefs, it used to limit me. It used to make me not being able to stand up and show up. But I did my mindset shift. I'm like, okay, now I'm Asian. I speak two languages. I know two cultures. And that's my strength. How do I use that strength? Right. Okay. Yep. That's how I started my fashion manufacturing business. And I turned my weakness into a strength where I can bring value to the table now. Yep. Okay. So I speak the language. I know the culture. I have the connection. I can get things done. All right. So that's my message to Asian or women or minority out there. How can you turn your weaknesses into your strengths and also get rid of that limited belief? You know, so as long as we add values to people around us, we may need to work a little bit extra.
Yes.
Yes. We need to work a little bit harder.
But if we show up extra, consistently, but... like you said, if you show up, you're like, I'm not going away. I'm here for it all. I'm not stopping. I'm resilient. I am resourceful. I am here 100%. For all that is mine to claim. There's no 100%. Stopping what you no can stopping. Achieve.
Unstoppable.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's one of those things that I think it's so easy for people to say, but yes. It's so incredible to see someone being that. And I think Vera, I hope that people understand that you're a human flesh right here with me. You bleed red just like I do. And that's why it's so much more powerful when you realize that the power is the amplifier of everything that you are. It's not anything because you're Asian, now you're this. No, it's because you are a dang amazing human that is here to create a purpose. It's not defined by ethnic background. It's cool for historical purposes, I think. because I have ancestors that were on both sides of the war back in the day. Like it's that part I love connecting to history, but history doesn't define our future. So how are we going to change and write that future as women empowered in life and business to make a difference for the future generations?
Yes, 100%. Take control of that power of yours. You all have that inside of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think I love your podcast, right? Queens. What is it? Queens for the Table for the Queens?
Yes. So that's on Clubhouse. So I was telling Vera, you guys, if you don't know, here on the Virtual Limitless podcast, we have not only the Virtual Limitless room, but I also have something called the Queen's Table. And it's a club on Clubhouse. And I love Clubhouse. So yes, hashtag Clubhouse.
We're all addicted.
I know. Well, it's funny because I'm also hashtag productivity kind of mentor coach person. So I have very set boundaries for when I can be on there, because otherwise I would be on there all the time. And the whole mindset behind Queen's Table, behind what Vera's creating, is basically an unapologetic opportunity for women to embrace the beautiful splendor that we bring to the table. Remember those two circles. What are your strengths? What are your powers? What do you bring that no one else can bring to the table? And why are you holding back?
Exactly.
Are you waiting for someone to offer you a seat? It may not happen. And I love that Vera was like, well, I'm not waiting around for this, guys. I'm going to go figure it out. And it didn't start like that. Like she said, it took mindset shifts. It took work. Yes. It took consistency. So we're not saying it's going to happen overnight. And I guarantee you, as a testimony for me, it didn't happen overnight either. You guys know my story. It's one of those things that you have to be willing to take that moment and make that decision, because the power is in the decision. Once the decision is made, the power flows to you to follow through.
Yes.
But without that decision 100%. And distinction, we don't have anything. And I think the biggest thing about Queen's Table, She Marketplace, wherever you want to look at it, competition doesn't exist, because completion is the goal. We complete each other. Not because you're greater than or less than, but because you have a part of the puzzle that I don't have. Isn't that
100%. Yeah.
How much
more
of an impact could we make as a people to the world if we focused on that? So you guys, it's really about re-harnessing that energy that all of us have and discovering where you're going to put it so you can be unstoppable, just like Vera said. And I hope that you check out her ebook. I hope you dig into that. I hope if you have more questions, you reach out to her. All of her socials and her links will be in the show notes, because if you had as much fun as I did, you're going to need more of this woman in your life. So with that, Vera, I would love to wrap this episode up with one last thing. 2020 put a lot of people in a lot of hard places. A lot of people were shattered and hopes and dreams broken. What would be a message, a quote, something of inspiration to share with our listeners? I mean, the whole episode was inspiration, but if we were going to cut this into one thing, what is it that you would share with our listeners today?
Can I share two?
Oh, yes. You asked. Yep. Permission granted. Go for it. Can I share two? I love that so much. Over-delivered, you guys. See what I mean? All right. Go for it.
One, tenacity. Never, ever give up. Find your why, and go for it. Notch forward and never ever give up. Tenacity. I was on C-Rock, Mike C-Rock's show as well. He asked me, "What's your what are you made of?" And I that's the word I give him, tenacity. And two, the reason why I want to set that is because it's my word of the year. Because what you just mentioned, what happened in the last year, it's been hard for so many people. Mm-hmm. It's joy. It's a decision as well. It's to Absolutely. Make that decision that I'm going to find joy no matter what challenges I ran into in life. I'm going to smile in the center of the storm. So that's my two advice.
Oh, well, you are the storm lady. Oh my gosh. Yes, everyone. I hope you felt that as I did, that tenacity. Bring all the thunder and lightning because the world is not going to stop you. And remember that you are the storm and you bring the sunshine, you bring the joy, you bring everything, the power that you hold. Oh, I love that. I felt that so much in my core. Vera, thank you so much for being on the Virtually Limitless podcast. Not only were you unstoppable, but you were inspiring. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed our conversations. This is Yay. Amazing.
Oh, the Yay. First of many to come, you guys. Be sure to right? tune in for another podcast coming soon. We'll catch you next time.
If you learned anything from the show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.